So now we take a look at existing home sales. You just heard Charlie Pellett reporting on sales of previously owned homes up more than 3% last month. Their strongest level since February 2007, 5.49 million units at an annual rate. Joining us now on the T-Mobile phone line is John Sereau. He's president of North Atlantic Mortgage Corporation. T-Mobile, switch your business to the Un-carrier today. So, John, first of all, it's great to have you back on Bloomberg Radio. Haven't talked to you for a while. How does the market look in your region? You cover several states. What's going on? Is it really picking up?
Well, it's good to be back, Kathleen. It's nice to talk with you again. In our region, you know, New York, tri-state region, particularly you take areas like Manhattan, of course, is doing very well. It's a little spotty in other areas in the state of New York. In general, as you know, the market has been improving quite a bit, 8.5-year high, up 9.6% year over year. But that's not really the headline. You know what the headline is? The headline is the median home price, which is up 6.5% from a year ago, which is at $236,400, and that's the highest median home price ever on record.
What does that tell you about the economy, given that median home prices vary based on the type of homes that were sold in a particular month?
Well, I mean, you know, the main thing that we need to focus on here is the reason why is because there's just no homes for sale. Inventory, it's barely up. It's 0.4%, just 2.3 million homes for sale. So anyone that's been out there shopping for a home knows that the days on market are very fast. I think it's about 34 days that a home lasts on the market in general nationally. That's the fastest since keeping records 2 years ago. To answer your question a little bit more specifically as to why, there could be many reasons why, but one thing that does stand out that I found very interesting is that it's still about jobs. And a recent study that showed that the faster employment grew year over year, ending in April of 2015, the faster home prices rose within that same time period.
Well, John, this is all very positive. At the same time, home prices are rising faster than the rate of job growth. Jobs are up, but home prices have risen faster. Wage growth is not accelerating. There's a mortgage lender we speak to out in Riverside, California, Logan Motoshami from AMC Lending. In California, so many people are priced out of the market. Now, maybe California is a special case, but what are you seeing?
Well, it depends on the area. Each area is going to be different. You know, I see that, for example, just using parts of Westchester County, New York, for example, homes that are priced under $1 million sell pretty quickly. Homes over $1 million are taking longer to sell. And again, it depends where you are. If you're down county, Westchester, closer to the city, the market's a great deal healthier. If you're up in northern Westchester County, the market's not as healthy. So each area has its little nuances, and it's very hard to just generalize this, even on a regional basis.
All right. The Federal Reserve considering interest rate increases. This existing home sales report was basically based on mortgage rates in May. Now we're about 50 to 75 basis points higher on a national average, according to numbers now, 4.26% or so.
Correct.
If we go higher, how does that affect people's willingness to buy?
You know, I don't think it's going to have an adverse effect. Yeah, the numbers in April and May reflect the contracts that were signed, and those closings take place generally in the month of June. And we did see an extra bump in the interest rates at that time. So just because interest rates are moving higher doesn't mean it's a bad thing. If we go back to the late 70s, 80s, when we had double-digit interest rates, people still bought homes. So what I do find a lot is those who are on the fence, which was probably the case with what happened in May when rates started to move up. You have a bunch of people who were on the fence, didn't want to make a move. All of a sudden, they see rates are moving up. They feel like they're missing the boat, and they make their move. So a lot of times, interest rates moving higher is a catalyst to get people to buy.
But does the psychology of higher interest rates, no matter what the level was, but the idea that rates are moving up maybe turn people off, who especially last 5, 6, 7 years, they're used to very, very low interest rates?
They are. And but what's interesting here is that people get complacent. And when they see that those interest rates stay low for a long period of time, they sit there and they just wait because they feel that there's no urgency. Once rates start to move up, it changes things. There is a sense of urgency. And those who were thinking about it, who were getting lazy about it, finally make their move. I believe that's the psychology.
John Soros, president of North Atlantic Mortgage Corporation. Existing home sales rise to a 5,490,000 annual rate. Single family.